Hello, welcome to the Wednesday, October 15th, 2014 edition of the Sands and its Storms and its Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Well, of course, today was Microsoft Patch Tuesday, but that's not our top story. Top story is the OpenSL vulnerability that people were sort of anticipating. There were some leaks yesterday that there is one expected. They had then earlier an OpenBSD patch that was suspected as being part of this, but then turned out to be an earlier problem that was patched back in May. Finally, we got the release from OpenSSL, and with that, a new name for this vulnerability: Poodle, just like the dog. What this is all about is yet another problem with SSL version 3. Remember, we already had the Beast attack a while ago. That one specifically affected block ciphers, so does this Poodle attack. The problem with the attack is that with block ciphers, you have to encrypt data in chunks. So what happens if you don't have enough data to fill one of these blocks? Well, there is padding that's happening. And in SSL version 3, the message authentication code does not actually verify this padding because, well, it's just essentially considered superfluous data that's being added here. So what an attacker can do now is they could send a message with only padding if they can inject data into the connection. That message, of course, won't be validated, and then they can copy the data from an existing packet into this connection. Of course, that would still be transmitted because it's still all considered padding, and the last byte of the data that's being transmitted with this packet can then be decrypted. So with this, similar to some of these other attacks like Beast, an attacker, by injecting additional data into a connection, is able to decrypt sort of one byte at a time, which of course is very well suited for something like an authentication cookie in HTTPS. So what this means is that an attacker could decrypt data if they, first of all, can inject data into a connection and if they can force the connection to use SSL version 3. Now, most browsers, most servers do support at least TLS version 1, which is not vulnerable here in this case. And in this case, the default connection should be TLS version 1, and the attacker would have to downgrade the connection in order to make this happen, but this is certainly possible. So there are really two solutions at this point. The first, the obvious solution, is don't support SSL version 3. That will cause you some problems with older clients. Now, luckily, there are not a lot of clients that support nothing but SSL version 3, most notably here Internet Explorer 6 on Windows XP. So if you still have some systems like this around, then turning off SSL version 3 may not be your best option. There is also a patch available now, at least for OpenSSL. Now, this patch does not fix the fundamental problem. However, it does prevent the downgrading of the connection. So with this patch, a new option is introduced to SSL. That option essentially signals the other side that we do support a better cipher, but we currently aren't using it because, for example, someone in between disrupted the connection. So with this patch, you can make SSL version 3 available, but you can prevent the downgrade part. Either way, I think it's really time to get rid of SSL version 3. Like I said, most clients will be just fine with TLS 1 and up, and that really should be your path forward at this point. That's about as much as I have time for. We also set up a test site that you can use. Refer to the diary to check if your browser supports SSL version 3 and is subject to the attack or not. And we are planning on setting up a special webcast tomorrow, probably around noon Eastern time. But let's go back to Microsoft's Patch Tuesday, at least briefly here, and even that wasn't quite eventless. We actually only got 8 bulletins. I think Microsoft promised 9 in the initial release. They also promised one that was rated as less important, which I didn't see. I only saw 6 that are rated important and 3 that are rated critical. The bulletin that actually caused the most excitement was one of the important ones, MS-1460. That's a vulnerability in Windows OLE. It's rated important, and Microsoft rates it important because in order to trigger the vulnerability, you need to open a file. In this case, it was a PowerPoint that apparently was used, according to EyeSight partners, in a number of targeted attacks against NATO and other Western military interests. And according to EyeSight partners again, they attributed it to Russia. They actually released this a little bit ahead of Microsoft's release, which is kind of unusual. But then again, that was only a couple of hours before Microsoft released its bulletins. The other two vulnerabilities that Microsoft says have already been used in the wild were, first of all, CVE-2014-4123. That one is part of the cumulative security update for Internet Explorer, or MS-1456. Of course, very typical for something like this to be seen in targeted attacks. And then we also have a vulnerability in kernel mode drivers, one of the vulnerabilities fixed in bulletin MS-1458. Also has already been used in limited attacks. So three of the bulletins that already are being actively used. As far as patch priorities go, I would, as usual, definitely start with Internet Explorer MS-1456 and then essentially work my way up. The others, I think, are pretty much equal. There's one interesting one at the end, MS-1463. That's a vulnerability in FAT32 disk partition drivers. I imagine something like this could be used, for example, with USB sticks and such, where a USB stick can then be used to launch code on a system. As far as the Poodle vulnerability goes, Microsoft did release a knowledge base article about that just as I started recording this podcast. It essentially just states that you should turn off SSL version 3 and give some advice as to how to do this with group policies. Well, this is it for today. We, of course, also had patches from Adobe, from Mozilla, for Firefox. And then there should have been also a bunch of Oracle patches today. I haven't had a chance to look at them. So lots of patching to do and lots of catching up the rest of the week trying to deal with all these patches. Thanks for listening, and then talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.